Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The following program was pre-recorded. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live, March the 8th. And I hope and pray some good March winds are blowing through. Joining me in the studio is Mylon Yurkovich and the Doctor of Birthdays, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Happy birthday,
Happy
Dr. Jill.
Happy birthday, Thank you, Jill. You guys. Thank you.
Yes.
It's
and
a good
you look
day.
Lovely today. Thank
you.
Happy birthday.
Sunny here, so March is in like a lamb. So if you're born at the end of March, I'm sorry. You know the saying, in like a lamb, out like a lion, or in like a lion, out like a lamb?
That has to do with birth order or
the
something?
The weather. Okay, sorry. You guys are older than me.
Does this
Come
have
on.
Anything to do with the lion lying down with the lamb?
No.
You know, that's out of Isaiah. I mean, but that's
yeah.
all
you
I
You haven't
know.
Heard that.
However, March comes in,
it goes out the opposite.
Okay, I've kind of heard that a little bit before.
So I get a sunny day, and I'm really happy about it.
All right.
I think it happened like one time, and then people based everything
it
on.
Happens every year, Steve. I watch it.
Pretty sweet. Well, I want to get serious here because this is a taped program that airs on the 8th, and we're recording this.
That's not my birthday.
On March the 2nd. Is that right?
It's the first.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going to be going on when this airs, but I was on a phone call with Mike McAfee of Inspire at Museum of the Bible, and he read this from Psalm 27. Pretty exciting. I mean, pretty wonderful for scripture for today and for people. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in His temple. You know, there's no guarantee that when we're in danger, that we're going to escape that danger here on earth. But when we're believers, you know, there is no downside. It's all upside. Just like Paul says, you know, hey, if I live, great. If I die, that's okay too. And I just hope and pray that if you've never, ever developed a personal relationship with Christ or ever asked Him to be your Savior. In other words, just essentially saying that I can't save myself, but I accept your death and burial on the cross. I mean, burial and resurrection. I accept that as the source of my salvation, the reason that I can be with a holy God, because you have wiped out my sins 100%. That's what we can hope for. And if you've never done that, maybe you just pray that prayer. Lord, come into my life. Be my Savior. In the meantime, 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number to call. Got calls lined up here. So we'll go to those calls right after this. And really glad that you've joined us here today. Hope that we can say something that will be meaningful to you and could make a difference in your life. those that support this ministry have sure made a big difference in our lives. And we thank you so much for all you've done. All right, we'll take a break and come right back for more of New Life Live.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back and we're going to go to the phones here. 1-800-229-3000. So glad to have Dr. Jill Hubbard and Milan Yurkovich here. Always glad to do this. Well, how about we start off with Brianna from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. WBYN is that wonderful station. Hi, Brianna. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, certainly.
I have a situation here that I called before. We're raising two children, grandchildren. One is 15 autistic, and the other one is 13 girl. She's okay because the hormone is kicking them a lot, you know, and especially the 15-year-old, he doesn't understand what's going on. So he fight a lot with my husband, and they are all continuously, you know, head-to-head, like they say. He just told me he just can't take it anymore. They are disrespectful to me, not to him. Mm-hmm. And he just doesn't want them to be abusing me when they are by themselves with me, especially with their mouth. And he just want us to return these kids back to the mom, even if the judge gave it to us because they were abused with her. He said he just can't do it anymore, and I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really rough. So let's ask this. What kind of help have you guys received as this has been such a difficult situation? Have you gotten any family counseling anywhere?
Both of the children used to have counseling and in a place in here, but everything went downhill because of the COVID, and they haven't, you know, engaged again in such. My granddaughter is starting counseling next month in another place that I put her on. My grandson, he doesn't do well with that. He's like 15-year-old with a 7-year-old. Excuse me, with a 7-year-old mentality. So it's very difficult to find somebody that can understand him.
There's no question. So, there's no question that it would be extremely difficult. But I have to believe that there is a resource that could work. And that difficulty in finding that resource would be worth so much if they could turn this whole thing around, and rather than this pain, that it becomes just a wonderful blessing and story of redemption.
Right. And Brianna, I think your husband is really overwhelmed, probably feeling powerless, and doesn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So when people don't know what to do and it makes them feel terrible, they want to push the problem away. And if you're completely hopeless, then it's like, well, why does it matter? Let's just give them back, even though it's a worse place. So I think you have to acknowledge that in him, because at different points in being caretakers, and you guys are grandparents, so I don't know how old you are, but you're older than parents and probably have less energy. And it's a lot, especially with special needs. But Brianna, Steve is right. You have to do some digging, but there are resources. There are groups for kids who are on the spectrum to help them learn social cues and socialization and how they're supposed to behave. There is also, you know, through county systems, there is help. There is respite where you get some time away from the kids. And I think you know, I've known families who have kids like this, and they've got people in their home, you know, a couple times a week helping out with counseling or training or giving them a break. And so tapping into those community and state resources can also be a big plus.
Yeah, so it's no wonder that he would feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But I really
think
Yeah, go ahead.
I acknowledge that he's overwhelmed, and I acknowledge that he, because he said that his life and I, we are in the late 60s, is wasting away, and we're not enjoying each other anymore. Mm-hmm. But I'm acknowledge that, and I am looking for help. But while that is coming, how can I just try to keep the kids away from him as much as I can, because he loved them to death. I mean, they've mm-hmm. been with us almost all their lives. But while all this help come, how can I deal with my husband?
Okay, yeah. You know, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. And I agree with everything Steve and Jill have already said. But one of the Brianna, that the two of you need to do, besides sending your 15-year-old grandson, and your 13-year-old granddaughter for them to get help, you guys need to be in groups as well. You need to have a professional that is helping you learn how to deal with and better cope and not get into fights every day with mm-hmm. the 15-year-old teenager who has an internal age of 7. How do we manage that? So can we learn things that would better help us manage this situation? Okay, that's number one. Both you and your husband mm-hmm. need to go together to that. You ask, what can I do to help my husband? That's step number one.
Find
resources for the two of you apart from the kids. Mm-hmm. Number two, you really have to ask the question, what can we do and for how long? Your grandson's now a teenager. That means he's going through puberty, he's turning into a young man. And for an autistic person, then things can really change from when he was a little boy. And all of a sudden, he becomes assertive, he becomes stronger, it becomes more of a collision, and there's more battles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you may have to look into the resources where there could be a safe environment for him. My mm-hmm. older sister, who was handicapped and also had a retardation, lived in a group home where she was cared for and where I could visit, and where she had programs that were oriented around her developmental disabilities.
And Myla, let me just say, what a better option than sending them back. That's a step up, not a step down.
That's exactly right. And I was going to contrast that with sending them back to an abusive mom.
Yeah.
You see, here's the other reality, Brianna. As you get older, and I've seen this happen, it breaks my heart. I see an 80-year-old mom walking through the grocery store with a 60-year-old developmentally disabled son or daughter, and they still have that tie. And what's the worst part of that is that mom isn't going to last all that longer, and then that 60-year-old developmentally disabled person who has been with that mom his or her whole life is now, you know, in a place where mm-hmm. life is chaotic to them and they've lost everything they've ever known. So what my parents wisely did is they created a strategy for transitioning my sister into a place where she could have an independence, yet while being taken care of by other people, so that when my parents died and I was ultimately responsible for her overall care, I didn't have to bear the weight and the burden of it. And so your 13-year-old granddaughter is one thing, your 15-year-old autistic grandson is another, and you really need to split them up, not just say our grandchildren, we're going to give them back. What do we do with grandson? What are his next best steps? And you really have to be thinking along those lines. That would give your husband hope that we're going to create a transition of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just think about it. The people at group homes that Mylan's talking about or special facilities, mm-hmm. you know, they're not doing this by themselves.
No.
They've
they
got
have a whole
other
team,
people
and they rotate
in evenings, and or they're on 8-hour shifts. Mm-hmm. It's just not the same as you guys having this really tough situation that isn't going the right direction 24 hours a day. And so I want you to hold on. I'm going to send you how we love and how we love our kids. I think you're going to like those. I think they're going to help. But also, let me send you something for your husband. It's a book that Dave Stoop, last book that he and I wrote together, The Soul of a Hero. I think he will enjoy that. And I really think there's so many other options than just saying we're going to have to let go of these kids.
You know, Steve,
well, and what's happening with their parents? Are they getting any help?
Yeah.
Is that a possibility
for
them to get some help?
Absolutely, but we can't assume they're okay, and we have to ask what's best for grandson. The other thing, too, Steve, is we need to remind both Brianna and all our listening audiences that they can go back onto the website and listen to archive shows, and Brianna could play this episode for her husband so he could get our voices telling him and suggesting ideas. So I think that's important, too.
Sometimes people don't get help because they're expecting folks like us are going to say, well, you just have to buck up or something like that. No, I get it. We get it.
Well, and this
is tough.
It's an exhausting process.
Oh.
Right? It is. And you're kind of surviving it with the kids in a lot of ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there isn't an immediate fix it that's going to make him just behave, right?
No.
It's managing the situation and bringing in enough help and support.
And Jill, this is probably 90% a non-correctable problem.
Right.
Autism.
Right.
And so we have to realize he's going to need lifetime care.
Right. But they can learn.
They
it
can
depends
learn. They
on,
can learn a lot.
You know,
but it
how
depends
high
on,
functioning. But
it depends a lot on where they are on the spectrum.
Right.
But to your point, but he's going to need lifetime care. And the
and the discrepancy here is that physiologically he's 15 and his brain is changing, but emotionally he doesn't have the capacity to keep up with it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, I've said this on the air before. My wife, I think one of the biggest pluses is she's a resourcing mother, and she searches for the right resource for all of her kids. I know she's still searching for how to live with a man with ADHD and all sorts of other problems. But she was describing me to Larry. Well, our daughter was out on the dance floor at Madeline's wedding, and she was talking about all the amazing things about Madeline. And she said, and then she talked about Amelia. Said Amelia has Steve's brain, and talked about some really great things about Amelia, and then Amelia did something weird, and Misty said, and Amelia is totally unaware socially, just like her father. And Larry about lost it because he is aware that I am unaware of many things. But anyway, if we learn to work with this stuff that's manageable, great. But some things, like Mylan is saying here, this may be a situation, it doesn't get better. And so you have to accept that reality and do something about that. Let's go to Eric from Birmingham, Alabama. Hello, Eric. Welcome to New Life Live. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome. I spent some really fun Sunday afternoons there at Point Clear, Alabama. What a wonderful, wonderful part of the world that is that you're in. Anyway, how could we help today?
Well, I don't really have any questions. I just wanted to call and maybe get some venting going, some feedback. I'll give you a little brief history of myself with drug addiction and pornography. I know I was 19 years old when I was first introduced to crystal meth. By 25, I was already asking for help, so I went to a rehab center because I was so strung out and messed up. And I got clean for about 7 or 8 years. No smoking cigarettes, no smoking pot, no meth, no anything. Walking with God, close as I could be. I love to serve, so I was serving in the church.
Wow.
And we got married almost 10 years ago. And last March, I started doing a little more drinking because I was trying to find something that I like to have to relax me and the drinking led into me having a uncomfortable event happen with my family.
Hold on. You hear the music. I got to go to this break. We're going to hear the rest of this right when we come in.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and by the way, we're going to finish here, or actually we're maybe just getting started with Eric, but I want to mention that whenever you can, when you give a gift, we're going to send you Dr. Daniel Amen's book, Conquer Worry and Anxiety. And I don't know, I about a month ago I thought there was more anxiety than ever, and I got to tell you, I think there's more anxiety today than ever. I sure wish it would stop growing. I think we've got enough. All right, so Eric, you got into trouble because you started drinking. You wanted something to help you relax, not relapse, but you did relapse. So take it from there. So how can we help you today, or what do you want to vent about today?
Well, I know what I got to do. I know there's steps I have to take. I'm thankful my wife has been beside me.
Yeah, but what can we help you with? What can we help you with?
Maybe try to set me up or help me get one of the workshops would be nice. I know in Alabama there's not very many workshops nearby.
But it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you.
Yeah.
If you have any kind of addiction or dependency or need constant relief, you know, that's a different deal. And if you could get back into recovery, then a workshop is going to be meaningful. But look, here's what I've come to believe over the years. Started working, first alcoholic I worked with was 1977, if you can believe that. Addiction is like an animal in and of itself. It's different than just having some problems. I mean, it engulfs everything. And it's either growing and eating at you from the inside out, or you're doing some things that really turn things around. You're in recovery, working the steps. And knowing what you need to do, well, you want to go to a workshop. But that isn't what you need to do. You need to humble yourself and get into some kind of recovery program. And I'm just wondering why you would resist that. Here would be all these people that want to help you and reach out to you. Why do you resist recovery?
I think I resist recovery because I don't want any of my recovery just to leak through to my family, my 9-year-old daughter, who I don't want my daughter to go anywhere near the road or the path that my family's been through.
That makes no sense because your unrecovery is leaking through to them. Let's hear from Jill and Marlon what they're thinking.
You also, Eric, mentioned pornography in the midst of this. So we do have a workshop for you in dealing with the pornography. And Steve, do you feel like he needs to go to rehab first Man's Battle? Or could he go to Every Man's Battle
as a
stepping stone into rehab?
I forgot he had mentioned pornography. Right. But what that does, that doesn't replace recovery. It gets you started in recovery. And so that is a bold move. In fact, let's get you enrolled. Let's do that. And that's going to be the greatest gift for your 9-year-old. No other gift could be more powerful than getting the sexual integrity piece of daddy in place.
Yeah.
You'll never regret that.
Because
it all runs together.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that has to do with our ability to be intimate with other people and how we feel about ourselves. which a lot of times the sexual addiction piece is more primary than the drug addiction piece, yeah. right? Because we're doing the drugs Correct. And the alcohol to cover all of that. So I think that that would be a good move.
Have you ever called us before?
I have not, and I'm looking at your one-year life recovery prayer devotional, and then when I read it, I'm just like, thank God it's over. I can go back to what I was doing.
Mm. Yeah.
But I know it's there to read. I have Every Man's Battle. I have that book.
Well, now look, here's the thing. You've never called us before, but you did today.
Nope.
Something exactly. inside of you wants to get better. And so let's get you into Every Man's Battle. I'm going to send you Life Recovery Bible, and then I'll send you the regular workbook and the workbook that focuses on sexual integrity.
Well, and Eric, there's a tug of war going on in your brain. Because
you
you've been through recovery before, you know what it's going to take. And see, those substances, they hijack your brain. And they make you think that, no, you can just do a quick fix with that, or you can, you know, monitor it yourself. And that's all a lie. As addicts lie to themselves more than anyone else. And so I feel some empathy for you in that struggle, because it's really, really hard.
Yeah.
And so know that there's a battle going on, and no matter how hard it is, you got to lean into it.
Right. And please, please, don't be one of these people that knows what to do, wants to do what they need to do, but it ends there. You have to add that willingness. And I believe the willingness to call us is the beginning of willingness to get better. I hope so. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-229-3000 to join the program. Really hope that if you're struggling with any kind of sexual integrity issue, we started dealing with that a very long time ago. We've been working on helping better ever since, and we want to help you. We'll be back every day.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we'd love for you to call us at 1-800-229-3000 to be part of the program, just as we love it when Larry Sonnenberg steps in the studio to be part of the program. Larry, hi.
Hey, Steve. It's Lose It for Lifetime again.
It is, and it's been a while, and this is something special.
It is something special, because so much that you're doing on top of just the workshop presentation, you're doing the aftercare and the coaching and the nutrition and everything. It's really something.
Individual care.
Yeah.
Not just group stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's a testimony from a gal who went to Lose It for Life a year or so ago. Actually, it was pre-pandemic. Before coming to Lose It for Life, I was frustrated and disappointed in myself. My knowledge as a nurse and a diabetes instructor made me think that I could succeed with perseverance. But I kept letting myself down. At 60 years old, I felt like this workshop was my last-ditch effort. This workshop has been much more life-changing than I thought possible. All my knowledge about diet and healthy eating wasn't enough. I needed much more, and that is what I received at Lose It for Life. I now have freedom. Something inside me has been released and replaced with peace and joy. I've surrendered my it, and I have left it behind.
Mm. That's so powerful. And we do talk about that, you know, so many times we're trying to manage the symptom of weight, but down inside, the doorbell is ringing for us to go deeper. And we either answer that door or we leave it slammed shut. It's up to us. Don't you think, Larry? That's, I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Oh, you're so quick. It cracks me up.
What is that on your phone? A doorbell? How do you know whether to pick up the phone or walk out to the front? That's just amazing.
Anyway, I'm so sorry. Oh, God.
Not a problem. Okay. Well, anyway.
Well, the thing about our workshops is we get deep. We don't get to just fixing a symptom. We get to why they're going to what they go to.
Right. Yeah, whatever the it is for the person. Everybody has something different they're trying to medicate or soothe or comfort via food. And you, so...
And, you know, my favorite talk is the one on unresolved emotion leads to obsessions of the mind that use some kind of compulsive behavior for relief.
That's right.
And if we don't deal with the unresolved and the obsession, we're not doing well. Milan, I think I just jumped on what you were going to say.
Oh, that's
there.
Okay. That's quite all right. Yours was better. So I was going to say unresolved doorbells, but I was but that's fine. It's profound, the concept of lose it for life.
Yeah.
And that takes a focus off just strict dieting, and it's asking the question, what are you trying to solve? And it's a fabulous concept, a fabulous title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come join
doorbells
us.
Notwithstanding.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Join us. Be part of this new healing community. Lose it for life. Anything else you want to add there?
I just want to say, please join us as a member of our New Life family, giving family. We need your help. And as much as you're able to give, how often, whatever, that's between you and God. We're not going to twist your arm and tell you how much you have to give. We just want you to be a part of this, because what's happening, God is blessing, and he's being honored. It's all him. The Holy Spirit does an amazing work. We're working hard, but the Holy Spirit's the one that does the real work. So thank
Larry,
you.
Larry, before you leave, a month from today, Columbus, Ohio is Every Man's Battle, and you go to Every Man's Battle. Just tell a guy what you see when the guys come in and what you see when they walk out.
I see about 10% of the guys that are thinking, boy, I'm glad I'm here. The rest of the guys are thinking, I don't want to be here. I'm only here because my wife said I had to, and they're not happy. They're very reserved, hardly even look you in the eye. But when they go home, it's like Resurrection Sunday happened, and we went from Good Friday to Resurrection Sunday is really what it feels like. These guys have a band of brothers they're loving on and who are loving them. They are ready to go home and face some really hard stuff. They know they got work to do. And a lot of them are saying, can we stay here a few more days? Because this is really good.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be easy going home.
Well, we could rename the organization New Man Ministries. Every weekend we do Every Man's Battle.
Yeah.
Because new men walk out of there. And if your husband has the problem, you call us. It doesn't matter whether he wants to come or not. We're used to that.
Yeah.
That's our job to work with.
Okay, and I will say to all the moms out there and dads, pay attention to your teenage sons.
Amen.
Because these addictions, you listen to these men talk, and many of them, I would say a very large percentage of them, will say, you know, this fixation upon sexuality started when I was in grade school, junior high school, high school. I know that was true with me. And so it's important to really be thinking and looking at your sons.
And
informing your daughters as to this powerful thing that sweeps over young men when they hit puberty.
Yeah.
So they can protect themselves.
Don't be one of these parents that ask, now, which book should I read to my 11-year-old? If you're starting at 11, you're starting too late.
Mm-hmm.
And now you do the best you can, but I'm telling you, this is a very, very tough, tough world, and they're exposed to so many things.
One of the things I'm excited about for Every Man's Battle, which is coming up soon, is that a man who's coming is coming as a result of his wife going to Restore. They didn't know hardly anything about New Life. I don't remember how they even got there. But he's been addicted to porn for 40 years. And he's tried everything else. And she, after she went to Restore and saw how this ministry functions and our spirit and our transparency, she called her husband and said, "You got to go to this." And he's coming.
Good. So, wow, what a great story. Yeah.
Amen.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us help others in all these ways, please do. Let's go to Lisa, calling from one of my favorite places in the country, Bozeman, Montana. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How could we help today?
Well, I'm in a very difficult situation. Almost 17 years married. I'm my husband's second wife, repeating a pattern as he did with his first. Mental, verbal, financial, spiritual abuse. And now I'm seeing parental alienation happening. You know, there are times I was in survival mode. It's taken me kind of years to figure out what's going on. You kind of just are baffled. Your brain is always baffled. You shut down, immobilized. A few weeks ago, I called troopers on my 13-year-old, almost 14-year-old, because he put his hands around my throat because I wouldn't give him the cell phone that his dad bought for them without a conversation with me. I get blamed for everything.
You probably can't do any better than you've done to let us know. It's a horrible situation.
Okay.
How could we help you? What is it that you're wanting from us? We want to help you.
I've got my girls with me at my parents, and my son is living with my husband. How best can I, first of all, help my son and reach out to him with a controlling husband? And how, I'm still for my husband. I'm got a letter that I'm editing that I've worked with Leslie Vernick's book, The Emotionally Destructive Marriage, and my pastor and elders are quickly trying to educate themselves on how best to support, but there's still some naivety. So what recommendations do you have for me in this position of moving forward? Because I just feel nauseated all the time.
Oh, I can only imagine. Well, Mylon, could we start with you and then Jill?
Well, Lisa, I'm very sorry this is happening to you, but the most important thing you can do is protect yourself and find refuge. If your son, how old is your son, by the way?
13.
He's 13, almost 14.
Okay. Is he bigger than you?
He just surpassed me, barely. Yes.
Okay. So I think it's really important that, you know, he understand that. I'll come back to him in a second. You need to protect yourself in a couple of ways. One is what you've done, which is to leave the house and find a safe environment. The next thing you need to do, and I do not know the laws of the state of Montana, but a legal separation is a bid to your husband to let's get serious about changing things around here. But a legal separation says to him, no more. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. It creates a legal divide with respect to finances. You would have some autonomy and the capacity to not be dependent upon him. I would start there, and I would get legal advice as to what to do. It also may be that if your son is acting out to that level, and I'm going to close quickly here because of the break, you know, he may need further help.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back and we're talking to Lisa, but not just Lisa. We're talking to every one of you, and we feel for you who are in one of these situations where somebody is just a tyrant and angry, and and abusive, and I'm so sorry. I mean, we want to help you. We really do. With everything we've got, we want to help you. So, Mylon, you want to continue?
Well, I was saying you have a lot of resources, Lisa. You are not and do not have to remain a victim. So you have a legal separation. You have Child Protective Services that should be notified and called to say, you know, I don't know what my son is being subjected to, but he tried to choke me and over a cell phone. And I'm worried about his violence and what violence he might be being subjected to. And then you have, as you get involved further with the courts, you have a 730 evaluation, which is a psychological evaluation of your husband based upon the danger, the chaotic, disorganized approach, the controlling, intimidated behavior that he has. The courts are able actually to evaluate him with people who are put in place by the courts to look for these kinds of things. And the goal of CPS, the legal system, and a 730 evaluation is to be really protective of the all of the victims of the controlling, intimidating individual. How old are your three? How old are your other
girls?
Girls.
They're 12 and 8.
Okay, so there is a real need for mom to rescue the kids at this point. And then what a separation does is it puts your husband on alert. I would also let the police know and the troopers know that, you know, you're doing this and you want to make sure that if necessary, if you think he could be violent, you maybe need to move to another place where you can not, he doesn't know where you are until everything's in place.
And I think we're assuming, since you've left, Lisa, that there's no talking to him, that he's not willing to get help or sees that there's a problem here. And so...
That's correct. He blamed me for the physical violence.
Okay, so everything
he
is on...
me. On, I wrestled my son to the ground, and, you know, I yelled at my kids at times or spanked in anger, so... And I apologize, and I'm working on growing me.
Right.
Because I realize the dysfunctional coping mechanism of stress.
Okay. Well, of course. And that you know, gets co-created. So it's good that you own your part because all of that will come out. But I think you need a lot of support around you because you have to be strong to do these things. It's not easy.
Right.
But if you don't take a stand, right, it's just going to be more of the same, and then you are creating children that mimic this behavior because your son is already identifying with dad and mimicking the behavior.
So who wrestled your son to the ground?
Okay. She did.
I wrestled him to the ground.
Okay, so listen, Lisa, one of the things you're going to have to do is you're also going to have to look at you. Because there is a part of, and I know you just said that, but I want to reiterate that. Your husband is, and I love what Jill just said, these are co-created. And so your husband isn't the singular focus here. You have to ask, why am I behaving as a parent the way I am? Why does stress throw me over an edge? What do I need to do to get the help so I'm a more temperate mom who is not banging between the guardrails on the on-ramp? I'm just driving down the center of the lane.
Yeah. Now, here's a headline. Here's a headline. When a parent has, let's say, a drug addict child, they do all these things that they hope will turn him around, and then one day they don't do those anymore. They let him stay in jail. They prosecute. And then the teenager realizes, my parents are serious now. That's the story of Dave Stoop and his son. Well, a husband is no different. And why do we continue to tell people to get an attorney? Do we want divorce? No. We want that husband, 2 years later, to be able to say, well, when she found an attorney, called Child Protective Services, issued a restraining order against me, that's when I knew I had to change. And it's really hard for you to do. But I think anything, just hearing this situation, anything short of that is just enabling him to just stay the same. You know, you just don't want to do that. So we want to help you. I'm going to send you a copy. I'm going to send you two books. I'm going to send you How We Love, and I'm going to send Take Your Life Back. And I hope that those are going to help you there.
Steve, I know our show is quickly drawing to an end, but I want to say this again. That the way Lisa presented this whole thing is that her husband was the inflammatory one, yet mm-hmm. later on in the conversation she then expressed and shared with us that she mm-hmm. too is inflammatory, that she
is reactive.
And so we really want to make sure as a couple that they really work on themselves and mm-hmm. As a couple get into couples counseling as much as they can. Bozeman's a pretty cool place and mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of people there. Find some counseling that could help the two of you learn to ramp it down quite a bit. I guarantee you that Lisa and her husband had difficult childhoods if they're this reactive.
Well, and I think it's always important when it's a second marriage to look at what happened in the first marriage and don't just chalk it up to the other spouse.
There you go.
Right? You do your homework because things will repeat, especially if people haven't gotten help in between.
Yeah, yep. But she didn't do that 17 years ago. She went ahead and said, I do. Mm-hmm. And that is one of my pet peeves. We need, as a church, and she spoke about the church and the naivety there, the church needs to be harder on people. Mm-hmm. Who are you? Why are you getting married? What are your histories? What's your history of pornography? All these questions mm-hmm. that are never usually asked by churches. They need to be.
Mm-hmm. They sure do. All right, I'm really glad that you called, and I hope and pray that somebody listening would also say, you know what, it's so true. He's never going to get better, or she's never going to get better. Works both ways until I do something different. And, man, I wish it wasn't so, but haven't you tried everything? Haven't you really tried everything that you know to do except this? And that's to do the hard thing. And so I hope that you will. Anybody that needs help in doing the hard thing, to help in the hard areas of life, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And there are people, they woke up this morning and they wanted to help somebody just like you. That's why they came to work today. Larry mentioned the Lose It for Life extensive. It's 5 weeks. We start with a full day. The rest is on your schedule. Every man's, and by the way, that's March 19th, coming right up. Every Man's Battle is April the 8th in Columbus, Ohio. That is 1 month away. And Emotional Freedom, the online workshop, is April 30th. Just about everybody could benefit from that. And then our online brand new workshop, Transforming Grief. If there is ever an epidemic in the Christian community, it's pornography, number one. And a close second would be unresolved or ungrieved losses. And we'll help you with that. I'm so glad that you joined us. If you can help us, we'll send you Dr. Daniel Amen's book, Conquer Worry and Anxiety. I hope God will be with you. You'll feel His presence and His peace. If you want to join us on the next program, 1-800-229-3000. Huge thanks to Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.